and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 9. I hope you guys are having a wonderful last day of August. I can't believe that September is literally tomorrow. Unless, of course, you're listening to this tomorrow, then you know. Anywho, that means spooky season. It's like spooky season. I count September as spooky season. Hell, I count August as spooky season. Everything after July 4th, at least for us Americans. For me, that is spooky season. So anyhow, today we're going to learn about a piece of paranormal equipment. And today's paranormal equipment lesson is on ghost boxes / spirit boxes. And of course, I'm pulling my information from ghoststop.com because I love shopping there. So here we go. Ghost boxes and spirit boxes are a great way to promote communication in both directions with a potential intelligent entity. A ghost box utilizes various environmental cues through software to give the spirits a voice, while a spirit box emits raw radio frequencies. Now, I don't personally own a ghost box. I would love to have one, because I feel like with the radio one, you can't really always tell sometimes if it's just the radio station or if it's a voice. Which I have a spirit box. I mean, I do catch some pretty cool stuff with it. Don't get me wrong. I actually got my name on it one time, and my name's not just like popping up on the radio, you know? So, and I know other people catch really cool things with their spirit box, but I would just love to have a ghost box in my wheelhouse of paranormal equipment, because it's totally different to me than, you know, S-Box or Spirit Box. So do any of you own either or both? If so, let me know what your pros and cons are for each and which one you prefer. I hope you guys are enjoying these little paranormal equipment lessons or birthday readings or whatever before each little episode actually fully starts. I don't know. I enjoy it. I think it's something just, you know, just to add a little spice without being too much. But anyhow, we're going to move on to stories now. So get ready to be spooked.
This comes from NaiveTumbleweed616 on Reddit.
I think the strangest thing to happen that I've never given much thought about until recently have been the voices in the background. For years, people, boyfriends especially, would ask me when we were talking on the phone, "Who is there with you?" No one was ever there. They would insist it sounded like a man was in the background, to the point that they would want to video call, Snapchat, and even go as far as driving over while I was on the phone. I found it more annoying and brushed it off, thinking there was some interference of sorts. My brother has a similar thing that happens with him. People always think he has the children with him, or he's volunteering because there is a child's voice in the background. It wasn't until my grandfather and him were together that I realized how real life it sounds. I had spoken to him and believed my niece and him were visiting my grandpa because I heard the child in the background. When I couldn't get a hold of my brother, I called my grandpa, who answered and asked if they were all having fun. He informed me it was just my brother, and I explained that it really sounded like my niece was there. He said, "I hear it all the time," and ask him if he has the kids, and he usually doesn't. "I hear a man when I talk to you sometimes, but you usually say you're alone." The voice sounds so real to others, and apparently it's been the same for years for him and I. I wonder what it's about. Yeah, that's pretty spooky. I can say that that has happened a lot in my house. Well, at my parents' house, I guess. 1 year for Christmas, my uncle actually heard people talking in the hallway to the point where his face kind of like looked puzzled. And then he looked at my mom and I and he was like, "Did you guys hear that? I thought I heard people talking in the hallway." And obviously there's nobody in the hallway. None of the TVs were on or anything. So I get that background noise thing. That happens quite a bit actually at my parents' house. But anyhow, we're going to go on to story two.
This comes from Lex Danielle on Reddit.
Hey everyone. I'm just curious if anyone has had any experience with the Shadow Man or the Hat Man. I started seeing him when I was about 9 years old. The first time I saw him, I was sleeping in my room. I used to frequently see him walking by my bedroom. I used to be scared of the dark as a child, mostly because of him. So I would sleep with the door cracked and the hallway light on, and this is when I would normally see him. He wore an old-fashioned top hat and a long trench coat and boots. I always told my parents about how I saw him, as well as my older sister, and everyone used to say I was crazy. But one night in high school, we were telling paranormal stories, and this girl started talking about a shadow figure with a hat and a trench coat, and I legitimately started crying. We went on to Google to see if there was anything on seeing him around. And I saw the picture of him and it was exactly what I saw to a T. I've never been so freaked out by anything in my life. When I was reading the articles and forums, they had mixed reviews saying he's a guardian angel or a protector, or I was experiencing sleep paralysis. Which I don't believe, because I had also saw him during the day at my friend's house before. I remember we were sitting in her living room, and we both saw him at the same time, and looked at each other spooked. Since, I found articles and forums. Luckily, my family believes me now. Has anyone else had experiences with the Hat Man, or have any info on him? I haven't seen him in years, but it still really freaks me out that I used to see him as a child. My old roomie is very much in touch with the spiritual realm and would always tell me she thought I was a clairvoyant because I would always feel things, predict things, or see things, which I've always believed myself as well. When I was younger, I noticed I was very aware of everything and Googled it and called myself an indigo child. I have a son now, and I'm genuinely curious on if this is something that will follow onto my child, or if this is something you just kind of stop seeing with age. I've never really seen the Hat Man before, but I've heard quite a bit about it. And I know a lot about the clairvoyant stuff, but I've never really heard of Indigo Child, I guess. Does anybody really know what that means? Because if you do, could you please tell me? Because I'm really curious. That's pretty interesting. But anyhow, I hope you guys like today's stories. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.